2FM's drive-by. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. I've been waiting for this moment. She's here. She is Conor McGregor's older sister. Erin McGregor, how are you?
I'm amazing.
Yeah. Can I just say, you look amazing.
Yes. I know. I can't believe it's radio and not television. Well, I made the effort for you anyway.
We'll have a few pictures and we'll tweet them as well. You're going to the, is it the Terminator later on?
Terminator time? Premiere. I'm so excited, yeah.
Okay. And of course, have you been in contact with Conor lately?
I spoke to Conor probably last week. Yeah. And Mam was speaking to him yesterday. So I like to stay a little bit away. You know, when he's in fight camp, it's so mysterious. And I'm just as excited as all the fans. So when I show up on fight night, it's like I haven't seen him or spoke to him. So it's really amazing for me then to go. I feel like a fan and I'm sitting on the edge of my seat just like everybody
else. Well, it's very intense, isn't it? I mean,
totally. It's amazing. I mean, the atmosphere is electric.
When he's in fight camp, as such as you're saying, and the clock is ticking down now to the big fight, does he sort of go into a little cocoon? Does he still talk to his man?
Oh, he still talks to his mom, yeah.
And
he's
still, you're mad.
Of course.
It's an Irish man.
Mom always will text him and be like, hey, don't spend all your money. I'm coming to Vegas. Bring me shopping. You know, yeah, so obviously, but for me, I just like, because I know what it's like preparing for competition. So for me, I just like to stay away. And that's just my preference because it's the build up then for me, because I'm sitting, it's like watching EastEnders. I'm like, what's Conor's next move?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just Conor, my brother, it's Conor the superstar, and I just love getting involved in all that kind of stuff.
But he's also your little brother.
I know, he's
so when you see
brother.
When you see him being thrown around or guys trying to kick the absolute bejesus,
gosh,
if you don't leave him alone.
No, it's so funny because I'm such a probably a dance mom fighter sister. I'm like screaming and shouting. If I could jump into the cage, I probably would. Yeah, I'm very vocal, so I'm screaming at the top of my lungs.
I mean, one thing to say as well, when people see the pictures of you, he's not the only one who's fighting fit in the family.
He's not.
You look so fit.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, I train quite a lot.
How much?
So when I'm maybe if I'm preparing for like a fight, getting ready to go for a fight, maybe twice a day.
Yeah.
At the moment, this week it was only once every morning. I box every morning and I really love that. For me, exercise is just kind of a release and it's great energy and it's, you know, it just gives you so much more energy to do other things in your
life. And you were doing bodybuilding when you were younger and all that, were you?
No, I done bodybuilding. I didn't compete last year.
Yeah.
I pulled out because I have a daughter and she's also a dancer at competition level.
Okay.
So when there's two people competing, one has to give, and obviously I gave. For me, I'm not sure if I'll ever compete again, but never say never, because I'm open to a lot of different things.
And when you're saying you're boxing as well, have you boxed, actually in
no,
fights?
No, I
amateur?
Actually haven't. I haven't. I love the feeling of boxing, and I always said, oh, I'll never spar. And my coach said to me last week, I really want you to spar. Yeah. And I said, and then I was like, maybe I will do it.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just all about living my life and being open to all new experiences. I love anything that's new and different.
I'm just thinking as well, growing up around your area, I'd say nobody messed with the McGregor kids. I'd say it just didn't happen.
Maybe. I don't know. You have to ask other people. Yeah. Maybe.
So how did you, I mean, because of what Conor's in town, because you did a bit of boxing as well, where did this all come from?
To be honest, my mum, when Conor was born, mum went back to the gym and she was really full time into the gym. Yeah. And then me, I was a very young mother. So my body changed.
Yeah.
So for me, that's how I got into it, was because probably the wrong reasons, negative reasons I got in, because I wasn't happy with the body I had.
Right.
But for me now, it's all about doing something that I really love, and I do really love training. I don't punish myself the way I used to in the gym. You know, last rep, I need to look good, I need to get bigger, I need to get stronger. Now it's like, you know what, am I having a good time, am I having fun? And that's what it is for me.
Absolutely. And you, to prove it as well, you look absolutely fantastic.
Well, I do like to look good, so that helps.
Are you competitive as a family, like all the time?
I'm competitive.
Love it.
Conor's competitive, I'm competitive, my daughter is competitive. My sister, she's a lot more quiet than us.
Yeah.
She takes more of a backseat in things. So I've never really seen her in competition, but I'm definitely have that fighting mentality going on inside me, whatever I do.
Do you know what? We're just going to take a quick break, get some music, because I want to talk about the run-up into the big fight and you guys heading over to Las Vegas. Okay, Erin McGregor is going to stay with us. There we are. It is 2FM's drive-by. Conor McGregor's big sis is here in studio.
Erin
McGregor.
Woo! Yeah.
And actually, you were just saying there earlier on, because all of your family are involved, you know, getting themselves fit. And
yeah.
Was your ma, was your dad a boxer? Was, you know...
No. Nobody was... somebody said years ago there was, my granddad might have done just when he was young.
Yes.
My dad wasn't usually into exercise. He was a really hard worker. Okay. And never really had time. Obviously, he put us forced and didn't have a lot of time for himself. But mom, she likes to stay fit and look good. So... Yeah, I don't know.
Does she still look good?
She looks amazing. Mam looks absolutely... Have you never seen her?
No, haven't seen her.
Oh, she's amazing.
No.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, if you're anything to go by. But come
Thank
here.
You.
Speaking of looking good, going over, I mean, there is a bit of glamour to these things. It's like the boxing matches that you see on the telly from years ago where, you know, you had your, like, your Don Kings and all this and all the glamour on the first few rows. And he's going to get all glammed up
totally
for the fight.
Totally glammed up. I mean, Conor brought a new edge to the UFC with his glamour. I mean,
absolutely,
So, obviously, that runs in our family. Mom, dad, me and my sister, we all want to look really good. And when the breaking news was, Aldo has a bruised rib, I was like, I don't have a dress. That's more breaking news to me. That's what I care about.
Yeah. He'll get over that. But
my brother is going to win and I need a dress to look amazing in.
So have you chosen a dress?
I haven't chosen a dress. It's very, you know, it's really important to have the right outfit.
What you're wearing is absolutely fantastic.
When my brother knocks him out, we can all stand there in glamour and glory.
Bit of fur maybe, who knows?
Oh, maybe. It's a little bit warm for four.
Oh, yes,
just
Vegas
a little
indoors,
bit.
Yeah.
It's glam Vegas. And so exciting to be able to get dressed up like that.
I wonder, will Louis Copeland do a suit for the day?
I think he is. I think he is.
So tell me, how many are going over?
Well, our obviously immediate family, and we have probably a party of maybe 20 to 30, like cousins and aunts and uncles and friends. Just gets bigger and bigger, because once you go to one fight, I don't know if you've ever been, no?
No, never been. Love watching it on the telly. But
once you're in that atmosphere, you just get caught up in it and you're like, I'm never ever going to miss another fight. And that's what happens to people.
The
they
energy,
just keep on going. It's indescribable.
Have you been to Vegas before?
This is my fifth time to Vegas.
Is it?
Nice.
Look at you.
What were you over on before? Like any ahead?
I was on a girls' holiday. Yeah. I was on a couple's holiday. I was there for fighting. So I have experienced every angle of Vegas. Yeah. And you know what? It's just for everybody. And when all those Irish fans, we were in a lift coming down. And I don't know if you saw the fans going down the escalator. You need to YouTube that.
Yeah.
And we were in an elevator and we could actually, the whole elevator was shaking with the Irish fans. I mean, it's just amazing to be involved in that.
It's going to be an amazing fight. There's so many Irish going over as well. It's such a huge fight, right? That one of the things that you can't get a ticket, obviously, for love or money, but they're showing it on giant screens as well out on the streets, right? And to get a ticket to go into the giant screen to watch it on a telly is also $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah. Wow.
$2,000 to watch it on the street.
That's amazing.
Like,
isn't
it's
that?
Just nuts. Yeah. This is one of the biggest. Well, this is the biggest
this
fight.
Is,
this is
biggest.
It. Yeah.
But you know what? No matter, I'm so proud of him, because no matter what he does, it's big.
Yeah.
You know, and the Irish fans, come on. Is there any better fans than the Irish fans?
I saw the video that Conor took. He put up on YouTube of the place he's staying in this sort of...
Oh,
like,
my
It's the size of County Carlo. It's huge.
I know.
Is that where you guys are going to stay?
We have booked in to the MGM, but we will definitely be in the Mac Mansion, 1,000,000%. And
The Mac Mansion.
And we were in the Red Rock, the last where the other place he stayed. And it was so funny, because we were walking around open presses. This toilet, a seat lifted up and lifted down, and we're just a normal family, and it's so amazing. It's like, what? I said, I want to pick. There was a phone in the bathroom. I want to pick up this phone and ring somebody and tell them about this toilet. I was like, it's amazing.
But that's what people like, because people are getting behind us, because we're going, you know what? He's one of us, and he's doing it for us.
Yes.
And anybody who says, and you've heard it, people say the thing, oh, it's arrogance and it's this. It's not. No. It's pride and it's passion
and it's belief. I mean, a little kid against all odds, you know, mom and dad wanted him to get an apprenticeship, and he had this deep-seated belief in himself that I am going to do it. And you know, with social media and stuff, that's really hard for any young person to fight against those odds and say, you know what, I believe in myself that I can do this. So to me, that's a champion already.
We could have lost him to carpentry.
Well, I think it was plumbing. It was right, plumbing. He wanted, yes, mum and dad.
Call
yes.
him a plumber, yeah.
I wouldn't mind him knocking around to my gaff now.
Just to check your plumbing. Careful there, young man. Be careful. No, it is. It's absolutely amazing. Do you still see him as your little brother?
Like,
can you give him a slap every now and then?
Of course. I would
You're
say...
You're the only one in the world that can give him a slap.
I would say, hello, are you too famous for your sister? Yeah, you know, yeah. And it's funny, but I'm so proud of him. I get a lot of inspiration off him, yeah. You know. I really do, and I don't even think that he realises that.
Well, I tell you what, he gives an awful lot of inspiration to an awful lot of Irish people as
totally.
Well, and you can see it and you can hear it. Do you remember that little kid at the press conference?
Oh, it was the cutest thing.
Great.
Absolutely amazing. Listen, enjoy the movie tonight.
Oh, thanks very much.
And you've got that McGregor spirit, I have to say.
You're formidable.
You.
He actually just came into the studio and lit it on fire. It's
and took over. They're going to be Conor wins, and after tonight, they're going to be chasing you for bodybuilding books and your own TV show.
Oh, you never know. Miss Fitness Model, maybe.
Aaron, don't forget that you met us right
I
at
won't.
The start of your career, your radio career.
Thank you.
Aaron McGregor, thanks for having me.
Aaron McGregor.
Thank you.